أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e Kiram, most respected brothers, and also sisters listening over the receivers. Without really going into any detailed tafsir of this surah, for if we have to go into any detailed tafsir, we can go on and on. But just to give you the gist, I don't know why, as I say many a times, it happens that suddenly, as they say, taqaza comes to speak on some ayat, some Hadith Sharif, something that was not in the mind before coming here. So that is what happened. Just a little while ago, suddenly it is this surah that seems to be coming very, very strongly. So there must be some point in it there which is beneficial, and which ayat of the Quran Sharif is not beneficial for all of us. But sometimes in the explanation there is something that helps a particular person or many people, or all of us, to bring about some kind of change in our lives, to give up some kind of sin of our lives, to develop some kind of taqwa in our lives, to develop some kind of tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives. Sometimes a person is depressed and some explanation gives the person consolation, gets him out of his depression state, gives the person sabr and hope. Allah Ta'ala knows what will benefit whom. So therefore I decided to just say something with regards to this surah or some ayat of this surah in the time that we have, which Allah Ta'ala with his fazal and ihsan will put into my mind. So there are four things that have been mentioned here. I'm not giving you, as I said, the exact translation and explanation and detailed tafsir. There are four things regarding which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken qasam. And I explained this on other occasions also, that Allah ta'ala can take qasam in the name of anything. Because there's nothing very great in the eye of Allah ta'ala, or nothing very small in the eye of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala has created, it is His creation. But for us, we cannot take qasam in the name of anyone else except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's qasam, if a person takes in that part of necessity, then we will say that it is permissible. But to take qasam of anything else, no matter how great it may appear in our sight, it is not permissible for a Muslim. Now that is the subject of qasam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of what deen? By the fig, was zaytun and the olive. Qasam of the deen, qasam of olive. And then Ture Sina. Ture Sinin is mountain of Sinai, as they call it. Where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made kalam with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the Quran Sharif tells us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Now, بَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ is Makkah Mukarramah. So there are four things. And if you have to look at it, maximum amount of trees of figs, olives, or if you have to look at mountains, then it's Tur Sina, Tur Sinin, mountain of Sinai, and Makkatul Mukarramah. These are major, major, or you will find mostly these trees you will find in Sham, in Syria. This mountain you will find in Egypt, and you will see Balad-e Amin, meaning Makkah Mukarramah. So Allah Ta'ala is taking Qasam, which automatically gives us the indication that there are great things, or great benefits, first of all in the fruits that Allah Ta'ala has spoken about, whether it is fig or whether it is olive. Look at how many benefits the atibba, that means those who are tabibs, those who are doing medical science, so they know there are so much of benefits in fig and in olives. And the place of Sham, Syria, now we call it Syria, but those days it covered such a vast area. And that is where resurrection also, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I discussed in a previous majlis, he will come out. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala will come out. Then the people of Jannatul Baqi, or the graveyard of Madina Sharif Baqi, they will come. Then they will go halfway and wait for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Thereafter, then the resurrection of all people will take place, and the Hashar, Nashar, all will start in Sham. In that same land where Masjid Aqsa is, where what we say, where Damascus is, and where Jerusalem is, and where Palestine is, and all those, all those areas, that is where now will be the resurrection. So they are places of importance. Now the point that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions there, after the taking the qasam, so the jawabul qasam that we talk about, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created this insan in the best of molds. Allah Ta'ala created the animals, the creatures. Allah Ta'ala created the birds. Allah Ta'ala created the fish in the sea. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the whole universe. And what kind of creation there is, we can't even understand. We only came to know a certain percentage of the creation of Allah Ta'ala by our research. But with man's research for thousands of years, he still cannot come to any conclusion with regards to Allah Ta'ala's creation. Every now and again they will say something new has been discovered. Some new type of fish was found. Some new animal, some new creature, some new bird, some new this, some new that. Even when it came to the planets, they said there's a new planet now there. In the same way, so many things, because man's knowledge is limited. How much can he know? How much can he know what is on the surface of the earth, beneath the earth, deep down the ocean? How much knowledge can he have? And then above the skies, he can only go up to the skies. No one has even reached the first heaven, as we have learnt in Miraj Bayans. The way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was with him, but they still had to tap, get permission, and then enter. So nobody has reached that. Look at the stars, look at their distances. Nobody has the knowledge of all these things in detail. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we created man in the best of moods. That means if you take all the creatures, you take the insects, you take the animals, and you take everything else, and then look at man, Allah Ta'ala has given him a unique kind of physique and unique kind of qualities and unique kind of attributes. It is something that all the others do not possess. We haven't heard up till now that there had been a conference that took place of all the monkeys, or a conference that took place of all the donkeys, and then they decided, now how must we conquer another territory, and then how must we rule there, and how must we do this and do that. They have their own conferences in some way about how to go and raid the fruits from the trees of the neighbors. The monkeys have some conferences. But I'm talking about intelligence. Now that intelligence that Allah Ta'ala has given man, if we look at the bees, look at the honeycomb, now that is inspired by Allah Ta'ala. This is how you must be. Now that is what it will do day and night. That's only one function it can do. But we never heard of the honeybee now, because it had such expertise in engineering. Because engineering, if you look at the honeybee, Allah Ta'ala gave it a unique inspiration. We can't even come up with anything like the honeybee and the combs of the honeybee. But now, did we ever hear that all the honeybees of the world, because of this feat of engineering in which they were skilled, so now they had a conference and they said, now let's come up with some buildings and some construction of some dam and construction of some other things. Nothing. They will only do that which they are inspired with. But look at man, the intelligence that Allah Ta'ala gave this man. What he is making. Look at the type of rockets and spaceships and missiles and bombs and what he is making, three quarter of which is for his own destruction. Look at the computers, look at the technology of the cell phones, look at all the other technology. Now that is as far as the intelligence is concerned. But if you look at the features also of a person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the best to man. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was given half the husn of the world. What kind of husn that must be? In the same way, if you look at the world and the people that Allah Ta'ala has created, human beings, they're different people with different facial features. You can make out, this is so and so, this is so and so, this is so and so. A person has 10 children, to he somehow makes them all. In the same way, if you go into a masjid, into a congregation, or you go to a hajj, where about 3-4 million people gather, there too we will say, this is Musa boy, this is Isa boy, this is Yunus boy, this is Dawud boy, we can make them out. The ladies also will recognize the ladies whom they know. But like different features, different voices, so much Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it, that if a person doesn't accept existence of Allah Ta'ala after all those dalail and proofs which are before his very eyes, then there is something seriously wrong with his aqal. So Allah Ta'ala gave all that, different levels of intelligence, different levels of understanding, and different features. It is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the power of Allah Ta'ala, the glory of Allah Ta'ala, the artwork of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore I always say that don't criticize and mock and tease any person, no matter what kind of facial features the person may have, because if it is natural, then it is Allah Ta'ala's artwork. If a person criticizes the artwork of any ordinary human being, if somebody says, what do you think of this piece of art, of I have designed this or drawn this, and we stand there and we say, well, that is hopeless, this is hopeless, that is terrible, and it looks ugly and it looks very, very miserable. So then that artist is going to get very angry and annoyed. Because to him that is his masterpiece. He's showing you his masterpiece and you're finding all kinds of faults with it. So if human beings' artwork we find faults, the artist gets angry. Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, he is the one who gave us the intelligence, the understanding, our sight, hearing, speech, the heart, liver and lungs and everything else. Now if he has made somebody black, somebody white, somebody tall, somebody short, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave somebody a handsome face, somebody not so handsome, somebody a pretty face, somebody not so pretty, and someone ugly maybe too. But that is all the artwork of Allah Ta'ala. Until there's no darkness, we will not be able to appreciate brightness. So Allah Ta'ala, even in the creation of the mankind also, the same principle applies. So what I am saying is that we should not be in any way criticizing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation. So here Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that we created insan in the best of moods. If you look at his physical side, then the best. Everything is the best in comparison with all the rest of the creation. Because as I said, the rest of the creation, they may, could be in something a little bit of light and brightness, in something there could be some other feature that is outstanding. But you will not have that which one human being has altogether. It is as if the whole kainat, the whole universe, Allah Ta'ala brought it into this little insan. Look at his aqal and look at his every other detail. He is alame asghar, alame akbar. We say that the whole universe, this man is alame asghar. Just as outside we have rivers flowing, and there are waters also which are sometimes sweet water, sometimes sour, sometimes bitter, sometimes different kinds of waters. In the same way, if you have to look inside this man, the tears from his eyes, salty. In the same way, if you look at his saliva, it is sweet. Then look at his urine, look at all the other filth. Outside in the world also, you find so many such kinds of things. Outside, you will find different kinds of mountains. Some are small mountains, some are huge mountains. In the same way, this human being also, you'll find some bones of his are very small, and some bones are very, very big. So those are also like the mountains outside. Then you have the sun and the moon outside, like that you have his two eyes. We can go on like that, giving a description of man, that is alam azghar. So this is the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's a masterpiece of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, paragon of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation. Therefore, on one occasion, one person by the name of Musa bin Isa. His name was Musa bin Isa. And he was in the time of the Khalifa, who was Abu Ja'far Mansur. There's a very famous incident this. So this person was very close to the king, always very close to him. And he was his confidant, he was like a minister with him. One night he was sitting outside, full moon, shining with all his brightness. And his wife was with him. So this person had a pretty wife. So he looked at the moon and he said that, you are prettier than the moon. And you are better than the moon. And if not, then you are divorced. He said, if not, then you are divorced. He said, in my sight now, you are prettier than the moon and more beautiful than the moon. And if not, then you are divorced. Now, silly thing he said. But now, he started asking, finding out fatwa, because the wife immediately said, looks like you have divorced me, because I can't be prettier than the moon. The full moon with its brightness and shine, how can I be prettier than you? So therefore, it seems like you have divorced me. So now the Khalifa then invited all the muftis, he said, come. Now there's a question now, it's a very difficult thing. This person, he gave talaq to his wife, or apparently he gave talaq according to these muftis, that he said that the moon is prettier than her. So every mufti said, yes, she's divorced. But one of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi's students, he was sitting there. He said, she is not divorced. But how can you say that? He said, what teen read? He read, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala created man in the best of moods. There is nothing better than man and brighter than man and more afzal than man. So therefore, she is definitely prettier than the moon also. So therefore, she is not divorced. Nevertheless, so this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saying. But then immediately after that, this person, this man whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made in the best of moods, أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Now there are different explanations. One is that his physical side, a physical side, this person who was at one time young, fit, healthy and everything going for him. Now suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relegates him to the lowest of the low. Meaning that all what this person was able to do whilst he was in good health, at that time his intelligence was right, everything was, he was able to undertake. But now that old age that came, it put him right down. Sometimes the person becomes senile. The person's intelligence doesn't work. The person's physical body is extremely weak. He cannot even pick up a tumbler after that. Sometimes he can't even get out of the bed. Sometimes due to that old age, he's even, his facial features also have taken a complete change. That brightness and that handsomeness and that beauty and everything that was on the faces of those people when they were fit, young and healthy is all gone. Now old age has come, the back is completely bent and the teeth have fallen off and the eyes they have now, number 11 glasses also doesn't work. Everything, as that one Hakim Saab said when somebody went and complained, an old person, he said, I'm having a problem, he said, old age. Then he said, my hearing also there's a problem, he said, old age. When I'm eating food, there's no taste, he said, old age. My hands and feet all shaking, he said, old age. So the old man, whatever strength he had in his hand, he gave one nice tight slap to that Hakim and said, seems like you know nothing else besides old age. So he said, don't worry, that anger of yours is also old age. So you don't have to worry. So old age, that is what is bringing. Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui, koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui, koi nana hua, koi nani hui. اور بالوں پہ غالب سفیدی ہوئی کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. حضرت شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم و شیخ, he says, کمر جھک کر مثل کمانی ہوئی, the back is now bent like an arrow, کوئی نانا ہوا کوئی نانی ہوئی. And that person who himself at one time was crawling and then running, and after that he had to go to school and he had to go madrasa, and he was given one two slaps by his parents also, and he was had to be shaken out of the bed. And this person used to play football and cricket and all kinds of games, and there was nothing really to be talked about. Then suddenly he became a professor, an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, Haji Sahib. Now after that came old age. So kamar jukkar misle kamani hui. The person now back is bent. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Aur baalo pe ghalib safedi hui. And on his hair, that which was black hair, those black locks over which people used to go mad and over which people used to go crazy and who was now involved in lots of illicit love relationships because of his the beauty and the handsomeness, whatever they may have been there, whether it's a boy or girl. So now suddenly now finish, everything is gone. Balo pe ghalib safedi hui. The hair is gone white. The person is gone bent. There is nothing now left in his body. He is completely helpless now. Now he is at the beck and call of people, that anybody now can decide to do whatever they wish to. If they ignore him, then he can sometimes die on the bed without anybody on his side. Nothing. So what a lesson there is in there, that all those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given youth or given strength in the bodies, given us courage, given us handsomeness, given us beauty, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given wealth or given intelligence or given other ni'mats and bounties, then we should not disobey that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala during those times when we have these bounties, because they are not going to remain forever and ever. It's not going to remain forever and ever. Old age is going to take everything, and in these days we don't even see old age. But even if the person is blessed with old age, then this is what will happen. Therefore some old man who was completely bent and walking half like in ruku with a stick, so somewhere one young person jokingly told him, sarcastically told him, oh old man, how much did you buy this bow for? This bow that you, how much did you, he's trying to say that you are bent now like the bow. So how much did you buy it for? He said, oh young man, don't worry, when you become my age, you'll get it for free. When you become my age, you'll get it for free. What you worried about how much? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us that look at the changes that are taking place all around. Al-alamu mutaghayyir. وَكُلُّ مُتَغَيِّرٍ حَادِثٌ وَالْعَالَمُ حَادِثٌ. This we learned that in our first year at the Darul Ulum. الْعَالَمُ مُتَغَيِّرٌ. Everything is taking changes, changes all around. There's nothing but changes. If you look at the life of a person, sometimes he's crawling, sometimes walking, sometimes running, then he's 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 60 years. Every time there's changes, changes, until the person is finally gone. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Jagaji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. Ibrat, lessons from everything. From the jawani we take lesson, from the bachpan we take lessons. That the person one time was bachpan, childhood, and after some time we say now he's bachpan, 55. Like a dream, from 5 to 55 is like a dream. Ask any person who's in his 60s and 80s and 100, ask him what is life. He said, like a dream. Finish. Can anybody say that this is now my life? Everything he can show you, this is my life. The food that we really enjoyed, we said, this is the tastiest of dishes, the tastiest of food. How far was the taste of that food? Just up to the teeth in the mouth. That's all. How long does the taste of the food last? Does anybody's taste, or does the food of anyone, the taste of that food last long after it's gone into the stomach? It's just up to the mouth, that's all. Therefore, those people who say they can't control their eating, then you say that time must think, how long will the taste be? It's just up to the mouth. So if the person wants to be really on diet, then take one morsel in the mouth and keep on chewing and chewing and chewing. Finish, because it's only going to be up to the mouth. So why load the stomach? Nevertheless, what I was saying is this. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. When jawani comes, the person goes majnoon, he goes mad. Then he doesn't want to listen to anybody. Doesn't want to listen to parents. Doesn't want to listen to teachers. Doesn't want to listen to even the shaykh. Doesn't want to listen to the seniors. Nothing. He becomes everything after that. So they say there was a time when the little children, or there was a time when the young ones used to respect the elders. But now the elders have to respect the young ones. Supposed to be love and care and affection for the young ones. But now they have to plead and beg to the young ones that please, bhai, don't do this. Please don't do this. Please don't do this. You have to even say, mera bawa, please don't do it. That means the father has to call the child, mera bawa. How many parents have to tell the children, mera bawa? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So one is that old age when it comes. However, it is not necessary that this person's old age came in sins. So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made exception. As I said, there are other tafaseer also, but I'm just giving you one simple one. And now Allah Ta'ala makes that exception. Because some have said that it is for the kuffar, summas. But here we are taking this meaning, so therefore we are going ahead with it, that it is not necessary that every person, his old age came in sins. Some people, they grew old, but they grew old in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. They grew old in ta'at of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They grew old in charities, in kindness. They grew old in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. They grew old in all kinds of good deeds and actions. They grew old in tabligh. They grew old in da'wat ila Allah. They grew old in making tafsir of the Quran Sharif. In in recitation of the Quran. In other words, all good deeds and actions were in their lives as they went along from the childhood stage. They grew up, they became of age. Then from that time, they stayed away from sins, they obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and slowly, slowly they grew and grew and grew until they became old. So they too, the natural things will still happen. It's not that now because they grew old in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, so even if they are 100 years old, they'll be able to run like a 16-year-old young person. That is natural, that will happen, that this old person will be physically weak now. In the same way, he too now could be bedridden. He too now could be very weak. He can't even pick up a tumbler. And all those things that happen over the lives of the old people, to the old people, the same thing will happen to them too generally. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes an exception, that it does not mean now these people also asfala safilin, so now finish this, nothing for them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that these people who grew like that and became old, then for them there's plentiful. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ. What kind of tasalli Allah Ta'ala gives. And oh my bandas, those who have grown old, those who have gone weak now and they are in old age, you do not have to lose hope. So you do not have to lose hope if you had iman and you are doing amal-e-salih, or those who have iman and they do amal-e-salih. And amal-e-salih, righteous deeds, are all things which Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with, all that is amal-e-salih. Not only namaz, roza, zakat and hajj. All the things that the person does according to the Quran and Sunnah is all amal-e-salih, if his intention and niyat is right. His niyat is pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then he gets the sawab. So those who have iman and those who do amal-e-salih, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says for them, ajrun ghayru mamnun. In other words, these people now, there is no such thing as any kind of limits to the rewards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them upon their demise. In the akhirah, there's unlimited rewards for such kind of people. Even though at this stage now, they may be gone weak and they do not have that strength to anymore do that ibadat and zikr and tilawat as they should do in their youthful days. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now gives it to them without any action at all. They now get pension, as we call it in our language, pension. That when the person turns 60, 65, then they say now pension. Now the government says that you paid enough tax, now we give you some pension. Now you can retire and relax. Although the pension that the government gives, you can't even relax on that. It creates more problems and worries because it's government whose treasuries are limited. The government treasury is limited. They say don't make application unless you are exactly this age. Otherwise you must go through all the hassles. And then again they say no, we can't give more than this, because if we have to give more than this, then we'll have to put extra tax onto the others or our treasury will get empty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, unlimited treasury of mine. Oh my bandas, spend your youth and the time that you had, health, spend it correctly, be my obedient servants. Do that which I am pleased with. Eat, drink, enjoy my ni'mats. I created the universe for you. I created you in the best of molds. Why are you becoming disobedient? Why are you becoming rebellious? Because even when you become old, when you cannot do those ibadat and zikr and tilawat anymore, in my treasury, there's unlimited ni'mats there. And I will give it to you in this world also, in the akhirat also. Therefore, we find always, generally you will see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts the love of those who are pious elders. Those who are pious elders, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts their love into the hearts of people. That those people around them, sometimes those people are total strangers. They don't even know them from anywhere. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala slowly puts that muhabbat into their hearts. If it's parents, then into the hearts of the children, into the hearts of the family members, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts muhabbat. And if it's children, and they are now suffering and sick and all that, then into the hearts of the parents. But like that, generally, you will find, look at all our akabir, all our mashayikh, buzrugan deen, awliya-e kiram. The older they got, and the more sickly they went, and the more weaker they went, the more people came around them. Look at our Hazrat In fact, we have to stop people that, please, enough now, you know, 4 enough now, 6 enough now, please don't, we don't, it's, no, Hazrat, anything more, we can do anything more. Now, who puts that muhabbat into the heart? Somebody wants to carry him on the bed, somebody wants to carry him on the chair, somebody wants to change him, somebody wants to bath him, if he's bedridden, everybody wants to do khidmat. They will do anything. So where does that come from? That same thing. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is promising in the Quran Sharif. Ajrun ghayru mamnun. In the akhirat they will get. But even in this world, in their old age also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put that love into the hearts of people that they will be wanting to make their khidmat, serve them, help them, assist them. And if they have to die, then bury them, give them kafan, give them dafan, and take care of them, and with respect and dignity, take them to the qabrastan. All that will happen when the person has iman and amal salih. Now the choice is ours. What do we want? Nobody will remain young all the time. A person will grow old. If he's going to live long, then he will be going through those same problems that old people suffer in their old age. It's not that he's going to be an exception to that rule. Unless, of course, he's got some very unique karamat in his life. He's wali of such a caliber that his karamat is that at the age of 100 also, he still has the strength of the 16-year-old. Generally, the person will get weak. It is the khasiyat and sifat of the old. But Allah Ta'ala, with His fazal, with His ihsan, and with His kindness, it's not because of that person's ibadat, zikr, and tilawat. He too must not think that it is because of my zikr, tilawat, and ibadat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put this muhabbat, and they all want to make khidmat in my old age, and they want to treat, and they want to take to the doctors, and take to the hospital, and do all, everything else. He too must think that it is a fazal and ihsan of my Allah, that He put that muhabbat. For if He did not put that muhabbat into those hearts, they also would have dispersed. Like how many people from around them, the people have dispersed. There's nothing left, there's no child left, and yet the person has sometimes half a dozen children. But they say, we can't take care of this father, we can't take care of this mother, take them and dump them into the old age home. Like poultry farms, how they go and dump chicken there, take them and dump them, they finish. Some of course are there because they can't, it's not any fault of theirs. They are pious too, they are righteous too, everything. But a test upon them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now those are some exceptions in that line also. But generally this is what happens. So therefore it is a great choice that Allah ta'ala has given to us. That if we are going to make our life in obedience to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we are going to have iman and amal salih, then I can assure you that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put love into the hearts of the people. When this person gets old, they will come around him. And every person will consider it an honor to make that khidmat. That will be the world of difference. There's a big difference in it. That one person is a child, and he says, now what must I do? He's my father, I have to make his khidmat. She's my mother, I have to make khidmat. If I don't make it, people, what they will say? Look at this person, he deserted his mother and father. So he's also making khidmat. But that khidmat that he is making is because of what people will say. There's no ikhlas in there. Because of what people will say, now he's making khidmat. And the other one is with muhabbat, the person will make khidmat. So therefore, as we grow, as we go along, and before our hair on the head turns white, and before our backs get bent, and before that old age sets in, then we must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, because as Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, is reported that Hadith Sharif, the mafhum of which is, that when a person, when banda of Allah Ta'ala gets old, and he cannot anymore do that ibadat which he used to do when he had good health, so then Allah Ta'ala orders the angel that go on writing in his book of deeds, that same amal that he used to do when he was in good health. A person used to make ibadat, used to make tawaf, used to make umrahs and hajj, and used to make zikr and tilawat, and serve the people, and care for the poor, the needy, the destitute, and make the hajj, the ishraq. Now he can't do anything. So he just keeps on getting it, without even doing it. That is our Allah. So whose benefit is that ibadat again? At the end of the day, who benefits? If we have to open up this ayat, or unpack as they say, there's so much in it, so much in it. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives life and another opportunity to speak to you, for these days the visas of life are getting cancelled suddenly, so nobody can have any kind of yaqeen that you will remain until next week or next year or another 10 years or 20 years or 100 years. Therefore I always say, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity to speak again. Sometimes the person has got life, but he doesn't have the health. Sometimes he's got life and health, but he hasn't got the opportunity. There are different things. We take lessons from everything. Today I was truly believing that I won't be able to have this program for health reasons. However, the taqaza came that I have the program. Allah Ta'ala will give you the strength. So he sat down here and alhamdulillah means. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us all sihat, afiyat, salamati, barakat, rahmat. It is only He that we trust in. We can't survive one second without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being on our side. One second we can't survive. Every breath of ours. Therefore, practically every majlis now, whether it's in the dua or before that, mujhe ko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Our sahara and support will be Allah. Dil hamara gham tumhara chahiye. May Allah, dil hamara gham tumhara. Your love, your muhabbat in my heart. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. The shores of the ocean of your love. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My head at your door. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day of darkness of nights. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Distance us from all that is displeasing to you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Become ours and make us yours. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We use your bounties and ni'mas for your disobedience. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah because of our sins and our vices and our evils. Bless us with the best of both worlds, my beloved Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, physically ill. My beloved Allah cures all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Bless us with barakat in our rizq and sustenance. Provide for us from sources unknown to us. Full of barakat, my beloved Allah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, where they gone on to drinks and drugs, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Those who are going for Hajj, make it extremely easy for them. Make their Hajj asan and maqbool, my Allah. Remove any obstacle that may be in their path. Don't test them, my beloved Allah. And those who have made applications, but they haven't as yet received accreditation, my beloved Allah. Open up the doors for them also. Fulfill their desire of making Hajj of Baytullah. My beloved Allah. My Rahim Allah. Kareem Allah. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious marriage partners. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let our death come in the cinema, disco, theater, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of mankind around the globe and especially the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, all parts of the world, the Ummah is suffering. ان کی پریشانی غم اور تکلیف کو اپنے فضل سے دور فرما نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place.
مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.